Welcome to the Speaker's Practice and our Friday Forum. Hi, I'm Adrienne McLean, the founder of the Speaker's Practice. The Friday Forum is for business people. This is a free 30-minute session where you will meet amazing business people who have experience in a wide variety of topics. You will hear fabulous approaches from experts in their field. Today is our pleasure to have David Baumgarten. David is the CEO of three large business enterprise centres, Sydney, Clearly Business, Eastern Suburbs and Greater Western Sydney. These provide opportunities to support small businesses and to help them succeed. Hi David, welcome.
Thank you very much, my pleasure.
Being with the BECs, either as CEO or chairman, David has witnessed firsthand the differences that quality advice, mentoring, support and motivation can make to those either starting a business or looking to expand. David's team of expert advisors, located around Sydney, are at the front line of providing advice and support to business owners. What many businesses don't realise is that a lot of work is provided free of charge thanks to the amazing support of the federal, state and local governments. For the past 20 years, the BEC has run the Women in Business Mentoring Program, a program that has been a catalyst for many female entrepreneurs to strike out on their own. To help businesses in Sydney and Australia, networking is an essential part. We're going to hear David's incredible advice this morning on networking to your success. David, people are so interested in knowing how to network.
It's a big one, isn't it? And of course, a lot of people just don't quite know how to do it. And they take it very personal. And my answer to them is that just relax and enjoy.
People get a bit caught up in networking. They don't always find it that straightforward.
No, they don't. Networking itself is such a powerful tool for small businesses to use. You know, you could have a great product. You could know your product, your business. You know your market. But unless you really know actually how to get out there and to sell and to network, you know, you don't really have much of a business. So that's where networking comes in. And networking used effectively in the business is so powerful. I can't overemphasize enough on how powerful it can be. But you've got to do it right.
What is it in the networking that makes it so powerful?
Well, look, it's depending on the sort of networking that you wish to do. Now, I actually put networking down to probably five different areas that I work with myself. And again, in any networking situation, you've got to take it and internalize it and make it personal. Now, I look on that as face-to-face networking. Now, that is so powerful because you're meeting someone. You're shaking their hand. You're connecting with them. You're eyeballing them. But most important is that you're actually projecting your personality. Your personality to the next person. And of course, you know, if you go out and you buy a pair of shoes or you go buy a car, the product's good and you can get that product in lots of different places, but you connect with the salesperson because they're talking your language, they understand you, they make you feel comfortable. It is no different from networking because you're putting your personality out there, you're talking to somebody, and that is the most important thing. And again, a lot of businesses and a lot of people think they're networking face-to-face and they just throw a business card at somebody. I've networked. No, that's not how it works. I detest it. You know, I look on a business card. In fact, I wish we could ban business cards. I actually like to call them calling cards because you're basically calling on someone and you're giving them your details. And of course, people hide behind the business card. And of course, the true success of whether you've networked is someone remembers you and they're talking about you in a month's time. That is true networking. The other form of networking that we're seeing so much is the social media networking. And, you know, I'm here, I'm talking about Facebook, I'm talking about LinkedIn, I'm talking about Twitter, and there's so many more mediums of social networking that are entering the market. And again, that in itself is a networking And again, what we tend to lose sight of is that we kind of lose our personality in there because we're just pumping out information. We're not engaging. And of course, any true networking is about banter. It's about exchange of information. And the crucial thing, again, on face-to-face and social media networking, don't yell at the person. And I think with social networking, we tend to do that. We tend to broadcast a message. We don't engage in the conversation. The other networking that I'm really keen on is about strategic networking. Now, I look at strategic networking, and if there's any advice I can give someone, if they go out and do some networking in the marketplace, and they're going to go to an event, do your homework. Understand who's going to be there. Do your homework on who's presenting, who's holding the event, who the potential people are going to be, what's in their life at the moment. And with Google and everything like that, you can certainly get all this information. So you're going to this meeting with some very, very strategic aims and some very strategic focus on who you want to meet and what you're going to get out of it. And of course, then that leads into the forensic networking. Now, the forensic networking is really where you're really digging down. You know, like I'm really going down and I'm really going to do that real in-depth research on somebody, and I'm going for that particular meeting to meet that particular person, and I'm going to really drill down and get my forensic knowledge on that person so that I can actually get the most I want out of an event. And the other one that I practice every day, and I call it my coffee cup networking, and no matter where you are and what you're doing, you don't have to have a coffee cup, but I get in a lift every morning and go up to my office, which is on the 19th floor. And of course, everyone that comes into the lift has just got a cup of coffee. Now, I look at those cups of coffee and I look and I see who's holding them, and I see their blank looks on their faces. And I immediately say, you're a cappuccino person. I think you're a flat white person. Now, what does that do? It's quite powerful because it forms that icebreaker. I know we're going to talk about icebreaking in a moment, but it basically does that icebreaker. They either look at me and say, what the hell are you going on about? Or I see a smile on their face. I've engaged them. And, of course, I've got a lot of other lines that go with that. Let's hope the lift doesn't break down because I've only got one cup of coffee in this lift. But I really know I've achieved my objective by networking. Is that by the time that they all get out of their lift, everyone's saying goodbye to each other, or someone's just racing at that lift and saying, I'm just getting away from that in that case. So you can see where I'm just giving you some examples of networking and the different focuses and why I consider it so powerful.
Well, it's really engaging with the person that's got in the lift with a cup of coffee.
It is. A cup of coffee is just the tool. Now, if you're going to go to a networking event and you don't feel comfortable, take an imaginary tool along. Or basically, look, if you're going to an event, a cocktail function, you know, they're going to serve some canapés or they're going to give you a glass of wine. You can cold a cold conversation as an icebreaker around that glass of wine. I noticed that you had a red. Why, you know, you obviously enjoy a nice drop of red, do you? Or, you know, and of course, what that immediately does is open the conversation. Because you're quite correct. Networking is communication. Networking is exchange of information. Networking is putting your personality out there.
So that really brings us into this, is there a way to break the ice?
Yeah. Look.
So that's very important in the beginning, especially when people come and the canapés are coming around and they don't know anybody. Oh,
look, I know we've all been in that situation where I went to an event just recently up at Centennial Park and I knew nobody, you know, which was quite unusual for me because I usually know everybody. However, I thought, no, I'm going to go. I need to meet some new people. I had an absolute ball in the room where a lot of people, like I actually saw Ida Buttrose in the room, and I thought, oh, I'm going to go over and say hello to Ida. But what I'm getting at there is that when you walk into an environment that you don't feel comfortable in, can I say to you, there are a lot of other people in that room that are in that same position. Now, a very good friend of mine, Robin Henderson, gave me some very good information and advice years and years ago. And it was along the lines of, when you walk into a room and you don't know everyone, just imagine them in their cardigans and their fluffy slippers. Because what it really does, it brings them back into reality. They are real people, right? They got up in the morning. They had to have a shave. They had to put their makeup on, right? I'm sure they had the same dramas as what you did on getting there, all those different things, you know? So never forget that. And I always use another tip that Robin gave me, and I often talk about this one, is that I got invited up to Parliament House in Sydney. Obviously, when I got invited, I thought, yeah, I'm there. You don't need to ask me twice. But there was one person I actually wanted to meet, and the minister was there for small business. And obviously, when you go to an event like that, you go there, I've done my homework, I did my strategic focus, I did my forensic networking, I gathered all my facts. One person I wanted to see and meet, and it wasn't the minister because I knew he was going to be very busy and he wouldn't have time to talk to me on some in-depth information or whatever the message I wanted to get across. So I was there and I thought, okay, I know no one here. And then I saw this gentleman standing by himself. So I went over here to him and I said, look, would you like to join my conversation I was having with this other person beside me? And I could immediately look at his eyes and he felt so relieved that he had been invited in to my space to join my conversation. And he said, I would love to. Thank you very much. And I said, well, my name is David Baumgarten. I'm from the Business Enterprise Center. And he said, I'm so-and-so and I'm the chief secretary for the minister. Can I tell you, that was a gentleman I wanted to meet on the day.
Oh, really?
I knew who he was, right? I knew where he was in the room. I had done my homework and I brought him into my circle and he was very appreciative of that. And we then bonded and we exchanged business cards. I did not talk about any of my business or what I wanted to do at that meeting. I waited it for two interactions after so that we got to know each other a little bit better. So again, that's one tip, is that when you walk into a room and you don't know anyone, invite someone into your circle because they will be so pleased that you acknowledge the space they're in. And be upfront. You say, I'm new. I really don't know a lot of people here, but you look very interesting. What do you do? What have you come to this meeting for? Now, the other tip as an icebreaker that I'd like to get across to people is don't make the mistake of talking about yourself. I know you've obviously been in the same situation where you meet someone and then all of a sudden all what they're doing is I, do, 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 do. And what have you done? You've turned mentally, haven't you? I'm doing it all the time. You know, I turn off from someone that is basically that is just talking about themselves. So when you're actually meeting someone and an icebreaker is break the ice, come up with something that you can talk about, which is something you're comfortable on, and then let that person open up. But don't push your business on them because they'll immediately turn off from you. Just talk about how you can help their business in the banter that they're pushing over to you. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say there?
Yes, because I think you're saying that it's really just getting to know the person rather than being focused on some product.
Well, that's right, because you don't have a lot of time when you're interacting with someone at a networking event to get the message you want across. That space is about getting to know them. The other thing that another advice as in icebreakers is that have some one-liners that you can actually utilize that you're comfortable with. Those one-liners can also be, you know, what brings you to this meeting? What are you looking for? Did you travel far today? Oh, isn't the good old one is the weather? But they're the little icebreakers. And when you go to a networking event, it's always good to see if you can go with somebody else you know. But another thing about that is agree on a strategy. Keep an eye out for each other. Don't just bundle yourself and work the room together. Separate and you actually start from one end of the room and the other person starts the other end of the room, keeping an eye on each other and then basically working towards the middle of the room. And that I find often works as well.
So breaking the ice, does networking attending networking meetings, does it build business?
I find it doesn't actually. Well, I can answer that question in two ways, is that if you've done your homework before you attend a networking event and you're going to a networking event with a very strategic focus, and it may be through that strategic focus and your strategic networking that you've done your homework through social media, you might have actually interacted with them on LinkedIn. You might have basically been a friend with them on Facebook. So when you actually go to the meeting, you actually understand the target you're aiming for and the interaction, and I call it the takeaway that you want to leave that meeting with. Yes, you can do business in that instance because you're going with a purpose, but again, what you're trying to do there is only break the ice and get to know them. A networking event, in my humble opinion, and I've done a lot of them and hold a lot of networking events, is that it's an opportunity of building relationships. From those relationships come the business. But it doesn't happen right away. It's about a long-term process. It's about a strategic focus. It's about a plan. We all do business plans, or hopefully we all do business plans in our business. I do believe that when you go off and to a networking event, you've actually got a strategic focus, a strategic plan. You know the takeaway. You know basically where the steps you've got to take. And, of course, when you go to a networking event and you hand over your business card, and please don't throw a business card around left, right, center and grab everyone's business card that you possibly can, because it will mean absolutely nothing to you. And can I tell you, I mean absolutely nothing to the person you're giving it to. Be very selective on the number of business cards you hand out and be very selective on the number of business cards you receive. Because what you're trying to do here is to build connections. You're not there to grab and try to build a database. Now on that note, again, when we ever hold a networking event for our organisation, we always hand out the networking list of attendees at that event. Now, one of the advice that I actually give people, please do not bombard people with emails on how great it was to see you at this event or XYZ, because do they care? No, they don't. It's going against everything you're trying to do is to build up a relationship. And again, I only send out a great to see you an event to those four or five people that I've actually met at that event. I won't send it out to everyone on that list because they don't care. They don't really want to know. They have not met me. They wouldn't remember me. But those four or five people that I've actually bonded with, that I've targeted, that I've conversed with, that I've projected my personality, that I've given my business card to, that I've got their business card, they're the people that I want to continue the journey. Now, on that note and about building business, is the outcome of any networking event is about building the journey. Now, again, building the journey, and if you're going to continue that journey, it's about long-term relationships. It's not short-term relationships. So, again, through my conversation at that networking event, I've gathered some very key information about them. It may be that they've gone on a holiday. It may be they're going on a holiday. It may be that they haven't been well. It may be that their wife hasn't been well. It may be that they've just had a baby. I've gathered all that information. So my next touch point with them after that networking event will be in reference to our conversation. So you can see I'm actually building business. I'm actually building the relationship. And it will probably be about the third touch interaction after that event that I actually start to really to nail down about my business and how I can add value to them. I already know that because I did my homework. They already know it because they have interacted with me and I've actually been able to give them some very key strategic points along the way, short ones. And I often think about Twitter. I love Twitter because you're limited to 140 characters, right? I do think that if you can take that same concept to a networking event and limit yourself to some very key 140 characters or a number of words, you can get a very clear, concise meeting and message out there. And, of course, the other thing about building business and when you interact with people at a networking event, and we often hear about the elevator speech, and I hear some shocking elevator speeches. Now, for those of our audience that are not understanding what I'm talking about, it's my introduction of who I am. And I'm David Baumgarten from the BEC. My job is to empower people with the skills they need to start or grow their business. It's as simple as that. In that message, there's some very key pickups. They're going to relate, oh, I'm a new start business, or I'm about growing my business. They'll actually pick up out of what I've said is what they can actually take from me. Because, again, when a lot of people make the mistake with their elevator pitch, they leave it too long, they ramble, and people then lose interest. And although you may be standing there talking to somebody, what they're actually doing is that person you're talking to is looking for ways they can actually get rid of you. So make them very short, concise messages out there. From a networking event, you will certainly build your business. I hope all that makes sense to you. It's very strategic.
Yes, it is saying much more about building relationships than focusing on the actual business itself.
Oh, absolutely. The business will come. The business will come if you've done your homework and you're bonded with the people.
So what are the best ways to successfully network? So we've gone through a number. Do you have anything to add to this list?
Well, I think one of the ways, to be honest, is that because I'm in the business of helping people start business, I see a lot of people that just go to different events. They'll go to an opening of an envelope.
Yeah.
And I go to different events over Sydney and I look at someone and I say, why are you here? And they look at me and say, oh, I got an invitation. But I say to them, this is not your target audience. These people aren't going to buy your product. So really what you've got to do is really understand why you're going to that network. Why are you going to take time out from your day and go to that event? Point one, that is one of the ways of doing successfully networking, is understand where you're going and why you're going to that event. The other thing about successfully networking and best ways to do it is that understand what you're comfortable with. Now, that is really, really important, because what is the point of you going to an event if you're not going to feel comfortable there or you haven't done your homework? You're going to feel a fish. You're going to feel like a fish out of water. And the other thing is that you're really going to leave bad impressions out there. To successfully network out there in the marketplace is also understand the pitch. Create your networks around you. When you go to a networking event, talk to the people at that networking event, what networking events they go to, because they will give you the leads for the other successful networks that you need to join. And the other thing that I would suggest on successfully networking is that do not lose focus on the person that you're talking to. Have your listening ears on and zip them out at times. Really important. And the other thing as well is that give your business card selectively. And when you leave that event and you've got your five business cards, market their businesses at the next event you go to. Because if you're going to market someone else's business out there in the marketplace, what are they going to do when they hear that you've marketed their business? They're going to return the favor and market your business. So technically, you're building up a bit of a sales team around you. And I'm always doing this, is that I always, and one of my golden rules is that it's not about me, it's about what I can add value to your business. Now, I'll give you an example of that. I had a meeting just recently with a big hardware store, and I know they have a lot of meetings out of their main office, breakouts. And I know that this new venue has recently been launched out of Blacktown called the Atura. So I made a point of mentioning to this big hardware store, have you been to this new venue? Because if you've been to this new venue, it's a great place for a breakout for your staff. What I'm actually thinking about there is that I really wanted to support the Atura and to build up the client that were coming into their premises and everything like that. So I was actually out there marketing the Atura business to the person I just met who I'd gone to market my business. But the person at the hardware store I went to was very appreciative of it and quite understood that I wasn't there pushing my business. I was pushing and helping another business out there. And that made him very comfortable. And I can tell you, I got a lot of business out of that myself. So it's about there is out there networking other people's businesses.
So interesting in this conversation is that it's you're taking a really strategic approach of the way you go in and network. It's not sort of just turning up at an event and handing out the business card, as you say. It's much more.
Well, can I tell you, I actually go to some events and I don't take a business card. Seriously, mainly because I want to get the business cards of the people that I want to network with, and I will send them my details. Nice concept, isn't it? And we're on social media and that, and we can get so much out of social media now. I'm a great fan of LinkedIn, and that's a whole nother discussion. I'd love to have you at some point, is LinkedIn is such a powerful tool out there. So much information out there that you can do a lot of this strategic focus and strategic networking and really get your information. But it's really important. But one of the things is that when you go out there and do networking, it is really, really important that you can actually present and talk. You've got to be confident in your message. And I think it's really by being very confident in your message is that if you don't feel confident in your message, go out and attend some speaking courses. Go out there and do some practice because, again, it is really, really important that you can actually talk in public. And can I also give you another bit of advice on that? When you're out there presenting yourself in public and you're actually understanding how it all comes together, don't lose sight of the pause in a conversation. Now, if I'm talking to you now and I put a pause in that conversation, that gives you an opportunity of collecting your thoughts, but more importantly, it's given the person that you're talking to the opportunity of collecting their thoughts and keeping up with your conversation. So having some presentation skills, having an understanding of how to speak in public goes hand in hand with networking, goes very much in about strategically positioning your business, and it's about positioning your elevator pitch. It's about positioning what your offering is out there to the person or other people or the other strategic alliances that you wish to connect to. I can't overemphasize enough. It's about understanding the power of presentation.
It's a great way where you can get in front of people and people can get to know you and get to see what you're interested in.
Oh, absolutely. Because, look, we're all people, aren't we? At the end of the day, we're people with a personality and with a story. And I know when I meet people, I want to get to know the person, because I can certainly find out all about their business later. I can certainly find out how they can help me in my business. But also to, at the end of the day, do I want to do business with that person? And you're only going to do business with people that you enjoy and like and have got something that the offering is unique and you still feel that the value is in it. Which then brings the other point to it is that when you're costing your business, if you've done your homework, people will pay for good quality service. They will pay for a good product. And it all comes back to the total package. Price is not the be all or end all in most cases.
Fantastic advice. I thought we might just have a little chat about your business enterprise centres in Australia.
Sure.
Can you tell us about these?
Well, there are around about 140 business enterprise centres around Australia. Now, they're all positioned strategically in areas that have got a lot of small businesses. We have a large range over in South Australia, Western Australia, New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania and Queensland. And every business enterprise centre that you go to has a core service. And that core service is about business support, business advice. You can go into a business enterprise centre and they'll talk your language. They'll understand where you're coming from. They'll introduce you into their networks. And a business enterprise centre out there is also very connected with their local councils. So again, they can link you in with local councils. They work alongside the Chambers of Commerce. And the business enterprise centre is about education. You find a Chamber of Commerce or similar organisation is about the political landscape, the parking meter there or the road widening of a road or small business policies. A business enterprise centre will not get involved in the politics. We are purely interested in the person. We're purely interested in helping that small business grow and get the skills they need along their journey to take their business to the next level. A business enterprise centre will be offering a lot of workshops. They'll run mentoring events. They'll do networking. They'll provide you with a lot of templates, a lot of resources. It's a smorgasbord, a one-stop shop to help you in your business. The other thing about a business enterprise centre is that they deliver service on behalf of federal government and state government. In Sydney, I actually run, in the western suburbs, I run funding a program, a business enterprise centre out there with funding from my federal government, Oz Industry. And in the eastern suburbs and the city, I'm running on funding from the state government, Small Business Connect. Now, again, because we've got linkages into government, we can actually get information from you up to government departments. But more importantly, we can get the message that they want down into small businesses out there across Australia. And we could reach, I would say, within 24 hours, we could reach, I'd say, probably 300,000 small businesses through our networks across Australia. So it's a very powerful family that you're tapping into by visiting your local business enterprise centre. And I call it a family because we're there to help you. We're there to guide you. And, of course, what we're also about as a business enterprise centre is to link you in to other organisations that can help you on your journey. We don't have the answers for everything, I see a business enterprise center as being the traffic lights. We make you stop, we make you have a look, and then we say, off you go on your journey. We certainly don't want to find you on the back roads. We certainly don't want to find you in a car park. We want to make sure that you get the information you need to make sure that you're on the freeway. But most importantly is that you've actually got the handle on the driving wheel. You're driving the car, your business, from the front seat as opposed to being a passenger. And unfortunately, there are a lot of small businesses out there that are running their businesses from the back seat of their vehicle and don't have a handle on the driving wheel, and they really don't know where they're driving the business. So I encourage anyone to visit their local business enterprise centres and to experience a smorgasbord of information that's available to help you in your business.
Sounds so valuable.
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Great resource.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, David, for your time today. It's really
been my pleasure.
Just wonderful. And you really gone into such detail about networking. And whenever I speak on marketing, everybody is wanting to know about networking.
Yeah.
I think it's such an important area. So thank you so much for your time and expertise.
Look, it's my pleasure. And one piece of advice is that when you go out and networking, be yourself. Don't try to be someone that you're not. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you, David, and thank you to our listeners. And we'll be back on the 5th of September.
Excellent. I'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye then.
Okay, bye.